许还记得星星音乐施工去年有来过我们教会带领我们敬拜神。
You may remember last year the new music ministry were here to lead our worship as well.
所以我们感谢神，一年之后他们又能够我们中间带领我们敬拜神。
So praise to the Lord, they are able to come here again this year.
让我现在介绍今天讲到的讲员。Let me introduce the speaker this morning. Jonathan Lee, 李维孝。But I think you prefer John, is that correct? Over Jonathan? Either way, John Lee. 在他的网这个星星音乐施工的网站上说他是小提琴家、吉他手、编曲家。On the website of New Heart Music Ministries, it is written that John is a violinist, guitarist, arranger. 我们刚才看见李维孝弟兄有弹钢琴，所以我们要把钢琴家也加进去。We had just seen him playing the piano, so we have to add to this list pianist.刚才他们献的这首诗歌《奇迹》也是李维孝弟兄自己作曲的。The song that they had just presented, Wonder, that is written by John. 所以我们可能要把作曲家也加上去。So we may have to add to that list composer, songwriter. John, you really need to update the website.李维孝弟兄他是在休士顿长大的，他在德州大学奥斯汀分校取得艺术学士学位，主修理论作曲。John was raised in Houston. He received his Bachelor of the Arts degree in Music Theory from the University of Texas at Austin. 他是在2005年9月加入星星，成为全职童工。他主要负责的是教授音乐课程、发展音乐祭拜施工以及协助敬拜资源的创作。In September of 2005, John joined New Heart as a full-time staff member. His main responsibilities include teaching music lessons, developing and arranging music for youth and English worship, and editing materials for New Heart publications. 今天早上他要带给我们的信息是在变化世界中的活泼盼望。
The message that he will bring to us this morning is living hope in a changing world.
我们欢迎李维孝弟兄。Let us welcome Jonathan.
I want to thank Pastor Stephen for his very gracious and warm welcome.
李牧师给了我一个非常热情的介绍，热情洋溢的介绍。
I don't know if I would really call myself a pianist.
我不会称我自己为一个钢琴家。
My mom, who is a piano teacher, did try to teach me piano, but it didn't really work out too well.
我的母亲就是一个钢琴家，她试图教我，但是效果不是很好。
Because the kids never want to listen to the parents, so I would always talk back to her as she would try to teach me.
因为孩子们总是不听他们父母的，我总是要反驳他，在他想要教我的时候。
So quite a few number of times, my mom, who's Cantonese, would say to me.
所以很多次，我妈妈是广东人，她试图告诉我。
你驳嘴，我打你个屁股。
我想是不听话就打屁股的意思。
There you go. So I was born here in the States, and so 我的中文不好。
我是出生在美国的，所以我的中文my English is not that great.
But when I joined New Heart in 2005, I've been exposed to a lot more Mandarin.
在我2005年加入新音乐施工以后，我就周围有了更多的说中文的环境。
So it has gradually improved just a little bit, 好一点。
所以我的中文水平稍微提高了一些。
But I want to thank you again for Pastor Stephen and for Ali and for this church for inviting us to come back and to share our ministry with you.
我想再次感谢李牧师、艾丽，邀请我们能够回到这个教会来分享我们的事工。
It was a privilege for us to be here last year and to spend a week with many of the youth who attended our Jam worship camp.
去年我们非常荣幸的能够在这里待了一个星期，和我们这边的年轻人一起分享用音乐来敬拜神。
And it's been so encouraging to hear from Ali and Danny and Allison how just hearing about how the youth have grown in their heart of worship and their service to God through worship.
我们听到从艾丽和Allison 那边讲到我们的年轻人在这过去一年当中如何的成长，如何的更多的用音乐来敬拜神，我们感到非常受鼓舞。
So I just want to encourage the youth to keep up the good work, continue to offer your best to God, and to remember that God wants you to continue to develop your gifts for His glory.
我想鼓励这里的年轻人能够更多的参与进来，更多的侍奉神，因为神需要你们的天赋来敬拜他。
In the early 1990s, there was a procedure that was invented that would forever change the way that we see the world.
在九十年代初，有一个新的发明，将永远的改变了这个世界。
It was a procedure called LASIK.
有一个技术是叫激光手术。
And it was just an amazing innovation because the way that LASIK works is that you use a laser to reshape your cornea and to correct your vision.
它是一个微创手术，它用激光来矫正你的角膜，可以来纠正你的视力。
And so a few years ago, I decided to have the procedure done.
所以几年前，我决定也尝试一下这个技术。
It was a relatively short operation. It took maybe about 10 minutes. There's no invasive surgery. It's a very quick and rather painless procedure.
这是一个很小的手术，大概只花了十分钟左右，也没有对我造成任何创伤。
And so everything went smoothly, and so after the operation, my dad took me home, and I decided to take a nap.
一切都很顺利，手术结束以后，我的父亲就把我带回家，我决定睡个午觉。
And the doctor said that within a couple of hours that your vision should begin to start clearing up.
医生说在几个小时之内，你的视力就会开始恢复。
But when I woke up from my nap, I immediately realized that something was wrong.
但是当我从午睡当中醒来的时候，我就发现有些不对劲儿。
The first thing I felt when I woke up was I had this really bad headache.
当我醒来的时候，我第一个发现不对的就是我有一个很糟糕的头痛。
And not only did I have a headache, but I also heard a ringing in my ears. My ears, like the hearing, which just became very, very sensitive.
不仅是头疼的厉害，而且我的听力忽然变得非常非常的敏感。
And when I tried to open my eyes, I couldn't see anything.
当我试图睁开眼睛的时候，我什么都看不见。
The only thing I could see was just a very bright light.
我只能看到非常强的光。
And after a few minutes, I also began to lose my sense of balance.
几分钟以后，我甚至不能保持自己的平衡。
And I felt the pressure in my head begin to increase even more.
然后我就感到我的脑压在不断的增加。
And then finally, I became so nauseous that I eventually threw up.
我感到非常的恶心，就吐了出来。
And so I called the doctor and I realized that what had happened was that the pressure in my eye had spiked and changed very, very much, drastically, went up very, very high.
我给医生打电话，然后就发现说是因为我的眼底的压力突然增高。
And the reason it did that was because I forgot to take the one pill, because I was sleeping, I forgot to take the one pill that was supposed to normalize and to keep my eye pressure stable.
我才发现说是因为我睡了觉，所以我忘记了 吃医生给我的一片可以维持眼压的药。
And when I think about life, oftentimes we also feel as if sometimes life is just spinning out of control.
当我们回想我们的生活的时候，也经常会有那样一个时刻，我们感到我们的生活好像完全失去了控制。
There are times when we feel overwhelmed by the pressures of school and family and in our jobs.
经常有的时候我们的学校的学习，我们的工作，会让我们觉得生活真的是好大的一副重担。
We feel the weight and the burden of things that happened beyond our control.
我们感到这些事情的压力真的是超过我们能够承受的能力。
And all of this leads to a lot of anxiety and stress and burdens in our life.
这些都会导致我们感到非常的焦虑，感到压力非常的大。
So when everything around you is changing,
所以当你周边的事情都不断的在改变的时候，
we need a hope that doesn't change and a hope that doesn't disappoint us.
我们需要有这样的一个盼望，这样一种盼望是永远不会改变，这样的盼望是我们可以完全相信的，寄托的。
We need a living hope in a changing world.
我们需要在这个不断变化的时代中有活泼的盼望。
So if you don't mind turning to your Bibles, we're going to read through the text again found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9.
请大家再把圣经打开，我们再读一遍彼得前书一章三到九节。
And I think what we'll do, Iris, is I'll read one verse at a time and then you can translate verse by verse.
Sounds good.
Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
我们读一句英文，读一句中文。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，接耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Who through faith are shielded by God's power into the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 6, In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Let me pray for us.
我们来祷告。
God, we thank you so much for bringing us here this morning.
主啊，感谢你把我们今天早上带到这里。
We pray that your word would convict our hearts.
我们祷告，希望你话语能够坚固我们的信心。
Refresh our soul.
让我们的灵魂更加苏醒。
And bring hope to the weary.
然后带给我们希望。
Pray this in your name. Amen.
圣名的基督耶稣的圣名祷告，阿们。
To give you a little bit of background about the book of Peter, this book was written as a letter to encourage the Christians who were living in Rome during that time.
我们先讲一讲这个彼得前书的背景。这部书是用来写出来，用来鼓励在罗马的基督徒的。
And the early church was being persecuted, and many of the Christians there were suffering because of their faith in Jesus.
在早期的基督教会遭迫害的时候，很多基督徒也受到了迫害。
And so this letter was written to them as an encouragement for them to stand firm and to not lose their hope.
所以这封信是写给他们，呼召他们能够坚固信心，不要远离了这个福音。
And in the passage that we read today, Peter reminds them that God has given us a living hope through Jesus.
在我们今天早上读的这一段经文里面，提到了要有活泼的盼望，在这个不断变化的时代当中。
We all hope for something.
我们都期望着些什么事情。
A lot of times, like when I wake up in the mornings, I'm just hoping to get through the day.
有的时候，在我早晨醒来的时候，我只希望我这一天能够平安的度过。
Maybe for many of our students, we're just hoping that we would pass this class or make this grade.
作为学生来说，很多人可能就希望能够通过考试。能够顺利的升班。
Maybe for many of us who are at work, we're hoping that we can just make it through this week and make it through this project.
作为工作的人来说，我们可能就希望我们这一周能够顺利的过去，我们做的项目能够顺利的完成。
Maybe some of us are hoping to eat a cheeseburger at McDonald's later today.
很多人也许就想在麦当劳吃个汉堡包。
Or hoping that it doesn't rain this weekend because of the outing that we have scheduled.
或者就是希望这个周末不要下雨，一直到取消我们本来计划的外出。
I remember a couple of weeks ago, my coworker and I, Isaac, we're big sports fans.
我记得几星期之前，我和我的同事 Isaac, 我们俩都是很喜欢体育的。
And so our home team, the Houston Rockets, were playing Golden State in the Game 7, to advance to the finals of the NBA.
我们家乡的队就休斯顿火箭队要跟那个加州的那个金门勇士队进入第七场球赛。
And so we were desperately hoping for a game seven victory.
我们迫切的需要他们在第七场比赛当中能够获胜。
But this kind of hope was a very uncertain kind of hope. It was an uncertain desire.
但是这样的盼望是非常不确定的。这是一个不确定的盼望。
And so before the game, we were talking about, oh man, we hope they can win, but will they win? Will they not win? Maybe they will.
所以在比赛之前，我们在商量，在说，他们到底会赢呢？也许他们会赢，也许不会赢。
The game is held in Houston, so maybe that home court advantage, maybe that will help them to pull out a win.
因为比赛是在休斯顿进行的，我们在想，也许。在家乡比赛会给他们一些优势。
But on the other hand, one of their two best players, he was injured, and he wouldn't be playing in the game.
但是如果他们球队里面最好的两个球员，如果他们受伤不能参加比赛的话，就会很糟糕。
So maybe they won't win the game.
也许他们赢不了这场比赛。
Maybe, maybe not.
也许会，也许不会。
And so as it turns out, unfortunately, Houston lost the game.
后来的结果你们都知道，休斯顿没有赢这场比赛。
And we were very sad and depressed for about a week.
我非常难过，也非常的郁闷，整整一个星期。
But this is the kind of hope that is uncertain.
这就是一种不确定的盼望。
But the kind of hope that Peter talks about here is living hope. Living hope is more than just uncertain desire.
彼得在这里说到的这个活泼的盼望，就不跟这个不确定的盼望是完全不一样的。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings."
希伯来书十章二十二节说，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心。来到神的面前。
Living hope is the full assurance that when we draw near to God, that He will also draw near to us.
活泼的盼望就是这样的一种信心，当我们去亲近神的时候，神也会来亲近我们。
Living hope is active and powerful. It revives the heart and it brings joy to our souls.
活泼的盼望是一种积极主动并且蛮有力量的盼望，它能够使我们的心灵苏醒，也让我们能够更加充满希望。
Living hope is a confident expectation that God is always working for our good and for His glory.
活泼的盼望就是让我们有这样的一种信心，有一种期盼，说神永远是在为我们的益处和他的荣耀在做工。
And this kind of living hope gives us great strength and great courage to face whatever difficulties we are in life.
这样的一种活泼的盼望就赐给我们无穷的力量和信和勇气，来面对我们要经受的各种各样的试炼。
And so today I want to explore a little bit deeper three ideas about the living hope we have in Jesus Christ.
所以今天我要来分享有关于这个活泼盼望的三点啊，在这样的一个变化的时代中，怎么样是活泼的盼望
？And the first idea is that we have a living hope.That is anchored in God's great mercy and in the resurrection of Jesus.
第一点就是我们拥有的这个活泼的盼望是基于神的大怜悯和耶稣的复活。
In verse 3 again it says, In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
在彼得前书一章三节里面提到神承照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And so the good news of the gospel is that God didn't just heal us of our sin.
所以福音的好消息就是，神不仅医治了我们的罪，免了我们的罪。
But God gave us a complete heart transplant.
并且他完全给了我们更新了我们的心怀意念。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 5, it says, But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
以弗所书二章四五节说到，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And that is the great miracle of the gospel, that God brought us from death into life.
这就是福音的奇迹，神把我们从死里救活。
In Romans 5:8, it also says that God demonstrated His love for us, His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God didn't wait for us to get our act together.
神没有等我们准备好。
God didn't wait for us to clean ourselves up a little bit before we could enter into a relationship with Him.
神没有等我们把自己的心意打扫干净，然后才来跟我们同工。
His word tells us that even while we were wallowing in our sin, that Christ died for us.
他说，当我们还做罪人的时候，神就为我们死了，他的爱就向我们显明。
God's redemptive plan was set in motion long ago.
神的救赎在很久以前就已经启动了。
His plan to make us into new creations with new desires and a new purpose.
他要把我们造成一个新的生命，这个新的生命是有新的盼望、新的信念、新的目标和新的盼望。
And so we look at the cross and we at once see both the justice of God and the great mercy of God.
So, 当我们仰望十字架的时候，我们看到的不仅仅是神的公义，我们还看到神的慈爱。
God poured out His justice on Jesus and His mercy on us.
神的公义在耶稣身上显现，他的慈爱在我们的身上显现。
As Jesus took on the suffering and penalty of our sin.
当耶稣为我们经受了那些苦难和惩罚的时候。
But we know that the story doesn't end there.
我们知道这故事没有停留在那里。
The reason that we are here today, the reason that we worship, the reason that we have a living hope is because we have a living Savior.
今天我们之所以在这里敬拜，就是因为我们有一个鲜活的救主。
Jesus is alive today.
耶稣还活着。
And that changes our perspective on life.
他让我们对生命的感受完全改变了。
It should give us great hope.
他给了我们大大的盼望。
God has given us a living hope because of his great mercy through the resurrection of Jesus.
神给了我们活泼的盼望通过主耶稣的复活他的怜悯他的大爱
The second point about living hope is that we have a living hope in an inheritance that will last forever
第二点就是说我们的活泼的盼望是一个永恒的产业
And we see this in verses 4 to 5 of 1 Peter chapter 1
我们在彼得前书四章一章四到五节中可以看到
He has given us a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
我们可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩
Our inheritance is our new life in Christ now in the future hope of being forever in his presence
我们的产业就是我们在耶稣里面的新的生命以及将来对天堂的盼望
And it tells us in this verse that this kind of inheritance will never perish, spoil, or fade.
我们这样的一份产业是不会朽坏、不会玷污、也不会衰残的。
Unlike the food in a refrigerator, eternal life doesn't expire and grace doesn't go bad.
和冰箱里的食物不同，我们的产业是不会朽坏的。我们神的恩典是也不会不会离去的。
Our inheritance can never be taken away from us.
我们的产业永远不会被拿走。
Our inheritance is also given to us according to our position in God's family.
我们的产业也是根据我们在神家中的位置来分配给我们的。
Like I mentioned to you before, my mom is a piano teacher, and she has been teaching piano for a very, very long time.
我刚才提到过，我的母亲是一个教钢琴的老师，她教了很多年。
And so when I was about 5 years old, my mom, gave me piano lessons, started me on piano lessons.
所以我是五岁的时候，我妈妈开始教我弹钢琴。
And I don't know if it was a good thing. I mean, I don't know if it was a reward or a punishment, but she started me on piano lessons regardless.
我不知道这是一个奖励还是一个惩罚，但是她反正就是开始教我弹钢琴了。
And I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't have to do anything. But she gave these lessons to me simply because I was her son.
我也不需要付他钱，我也不需要做什么，但是他就是开始教我，因为我是他的儿子。
And as I got older, she began giving me something that I enjoyed a little bit more.
等我长大一些的时候，他开始教我一些我更喜欢的东西。
She would often cook for me my favorite dish, which is cashew chicken.
他经常给我做我喜欢的菜，就是腰果鸡丁。
I didn't even have to ask for it, but she would just cook it for me from time to time.
我也不需要跟她说，妈妈，我要吃这个菜，她就主动的给我做了。
And just to let you know how much I love cashew chicken and how much my mom loves me, when I went off to college in Austin, she would often pack and vacuum seal cashew chicken and have my friends deliver it to me.
让你们知道我到底有多么的爱这个菜。等到我上到奥斯汀去上大学的时候，我妈妈还经常给我做这个菜，然后用真空包装好，让我的朋友送到奥斯汀给我。
And she did all this not because of anything that I did. I wasn't a particularly good son.
他为我做的这一切，并不是因为我是一个多么好的儿子。
But she did it simply because I was her son and I belonged in her family.
她为我做这些，就是因为我是她的儿子，我是她家中的成员。
In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1,
在约翰一书三章一节
it says, See what great a love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因未曾认识他
Because we are his children and because heaven is in our blood
因为我们是他的儿女因为这个天堂在我们的血液当中
We have an inheritance that will last forever
我们就拥有了这份永恒的产业
A few days ago, actually, this past Thursday,My family and I, we closed, we purchased and we closed on a new home.
过去的这个星期四，我们家买了一个房子，并且过户了。
And I don't know how many of you have been through that process recently, but it's quite a long and tedious process to close and to go through the whole mortgage and loan thing.
我不知道你们在座当中有多少最近刚刚经历了同样的买房子的经历，这非常的繁琐。
So in the beginning of this process, it was actually a lot of fun to be searching for a new home.
这个过程刚刚开始的时候还是蛮有趣的。我们看很多的房子去寻找最适合我们的那一个。
But pretty soon that fun turned into a lot of stress.
但是很快这个快乐的过程就变成了一个非常压力很大的一个过程。
Because just when you think you found the perfect home, things start to go wrong.
就当你刚刚觉得你好像找到了最完美的那个房子的时候，你就发现说有些事情并不如意。
The first home that we put an offer on, we had the problems with our loan company, and they had problems closing on time.
我们找到的第一个房子，当我们想要过户的时候，发现我们的叫什么按揭公司并不能够按时给我们批下来我们的按揭。
And so that house fell through, and then we put an offer on another house, and we were outbid.
所以我们那个房子就没有买下来，我们又去试另外一个房子，但是有人比我们出了更高的价钱。
And so finally, after about of 8 months of really seriously looking, we finally found and purchased this home.
所以经过了八个月的这个挣扎，我们终于买到了现在的这个房子。
And to tell you the truth, we would have never been able to buy this home without the financial help from my parents.
老实说，若不是我父母对我们的财政上的资助，我们可能根本不可能买下这个房子。
At the very beginning of our search, my parents told me that they really wanted to help us with the down payment.
在我们刚刚找房子的时候，我的父母就告诉我，他们愿意帮我们付这个首款。
But like the good Asian Chinese people that we are,At first we resisted. We said, no, we don't want your help.
但是就像所有的好的亚洲孩子一样，我们一开始的反应是说，哦，我们不要你们帮助。
So after a few conversations where that same conversation happened, my parents were like, we want to help you. And you know, we said, no, no, no. And they said, we want to help you. No, no, no. We want to help you. No, no, no. Finally, my mom sat me down and she looked me in the eye.
经过了好几轮的那个，他们要帮我们，我们拒绝；他们又想说服我们，我们还是拒绝。以后，我妈妈跟我讲，我们坐下来好好谈谈。
And she said that she said everything we have is going to you after we die, anyways.
她说，我们拥有的一切，最后都是你的。当我们去世的那一天，都是你的。
So why not give it to you now?
为什么不现在就拿去一些呢
？It makes us happy to help you.
能够帮助你们会让我们感到很快乐。
What is this about? This isn't about an inheritance that was passed and given freely to us.
这就是一个产业，一个免费的提供给我们的一个产业。
It was no strings attached.
没有任何的要求。
It wasn't you have to buy a house right next door to us.
不是说我们非要在他们的隔壁买一个房子。
It wasn't, you have to buy a house big enough so we can move in with you someday.
也不是说你非要买一个大房子将来我可以搬进去跟你们一起住。
No, it was an inheritance that was freely given.
这是一个免费赐给我们的产业。
And so when I thought about that, I thought about the idea that how much more does our Heavenly Father love us and want us to embrace His gift?
当我回想这件事情的时候，我就想起说，我们的天父不就是这样的吗？他是多么想赐给我们这样的一份永恒的产业。
And not just embrace the gift of eternal life in the future, but also abundant life right now.
不仅是我们将来永恒的生命，更是我们现在丰盛的生命。
But I think that sometimes we'd rather live in guilt than ask for and receive forgiveness.
但是有的时候我们宁愿活在内疚中，我们也不愿意去要求被宽恕。
Sometimes we'd rather rely on our own strength than rely on His sufficient grace.
有时候我们宁愿依靠自己的力量，而不是去依靠他的恩典。
Sometimes we'd rather put our hope and trust in ourselves rather than the one who created us and knows everything about us.
有的时候我们宁愿把这个盼望寄托在自己的身上，而不是寄托在这位创造我们的救主的身上。
In a changing world, there's a God who never ceases to offer us grace and love.
在这样一个变化的世代当中，有这样的一位神，他永远没有停止过赐给我们恩典。
And so we have a living hope in an inheritance that will last forever.
所以我们有这样一份活泼的盼望和永恒的产业。
And finally, the third and last point is this. We have a living hope that leads us to rejoice in all kinds of trials, knowing that trials prove the genuineness of our faith.
我要说的第三点就是这样的一个活泼的盼望能够带领我们在万般的磨难当中我们依然能够满有喜乐，因为我们知道这是试炼我们的信仰的时候。
Cubic zirconia is a crystal that very closely resembles a diamond.
锆石，也就是通常我们所说的人工宝石，是一种非常像钻石的矿物质。
At a glance, these two materials look very similar in their appearance.
看上去这两种是非常像的。
But upon closer inspection, there is a great difference between these two things.
但是如果我们仔细的考察的话，会发现它们大有不同。
And namely, cubic zirconia is a material that's much more widely available, and therefore it's a lot cheaper than a diamond.
人工宝石是产量非常高，而且是非常便宜的。
And what I thought was interesting is that cubic zirconia is a thermal insulator. In other words, it retains heat.
我感到有趣的是，这个锆石是一种隔热的材料，它会留住这个热。
While diamond is a thermal conductor, it transmits heat.
钻石是一种传热的材料，它能够把热能疏散走。
And so if you really want to distinguish whether a diamond is genuine, you test it by using heat.
所以在你想鉴别这个宝石到底是真还是假的时候，你通常可以用热能来做这个测试。
In the same way, if you want to determine whether your faith is genuine, then examine your response when you walk through the crucible of life.
同样的道理，如果你想鉴别你的信仰是真是假的时候，你应该看看你在当你的人生遇到试炼的时候，你是怎样回应的。
In verses 6-7 of the text, it says this: In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得前书一章六到七节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
I love the story in Acts 16 that talks about Paul and Silas.
我很喜欢使徒行传十六章保罗和 Silas 的故事。
They were accused of starting a revolt, and after they had casted out a demon, and so they were thrown into prison.
他们被指控叛乱，因为他们赶出了魔鬼，所以后来他们就被投入了监狱。
But before they were thrown into prison, they were stripped and they were beaten with rods.
在他们被投入监狱之前，他们被剥去衣服，然后用棍棒来痛打了一顿。
And after they were thrown into the innermost cell, their feet were fastened into stocks.
等他们被投入内监的时候，他们的脚被捆在了柱子上。
So in the midst of this trial, in the midst of this suffering, we see the response.
在这样的一个痛苦磨难当中，我们看到他们是怎样回应的。
And what do? They have a midnight worship session.
他们就是这样在半夜的时候，他们来敬拜神。
They began praying, and they began singing, and they began to rejoice.
他们开始祷告，他们唱歌，他们真的是非常的喜乐。
And it just blows my mind, because who does that after they go through something like that?
我真的觉得这太不可思议了。什么样的人会在这样的磨难当中还会大大的喜乐呢？
But they had a living hope, and they knew their destiny.
但是他们有这样的活泼的盼望，他们也知道他们将会去哪。
So in all this, you greatly rejoice.
所以在圣经里面说，在所有的这样的磨难当中，你会大大的喜乐。
Their response proves the genuineness of their faith.
他们的回应证明了他们的信仰是多么的真实。
There's one more story I'd like to share with you, and that was it's one of my favorite stories, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
我还想再跟你们分享一个我最喜欢的故事，圣经故事，是在但以理三章。
And it may be a familiar story to many of you. It's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
这故事你们很多人可能都很熟悉。
And in this story, we see the king Nebuchadnezzar, who was not a follower of God, but he erected this giant 60-foot-tall golden image, this idol.
在这个故事里面 King Nebuchadnezzar 他给自己立了一个金像有六十尺那么高。
And he made this decree that when the trumpet sounded, when all the musical instruments started playing, that people in all of the land, they had to bow down and worship this golden image.
他下令说当号角吹起来音乐响起来的时候所有他们国内的人都要跪下来向这个金像祷告跪拜。
And so when the music was played, everybody in the whole nation began to bow down to worship.
所以当音乐响起来的时候这个国家里面所有的人都开始跪下来向这个金像磕头。
Everybody except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were followers of God.
所有的人除了米德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥。
And so when King Nebuchadnezzar found out, he took these three men and he gave them one more chance to worship the golden image.
所以当尼布甲尼撒王发现以后，他就把这三个人叫到前面来，给他们最后一次机会。
And he gave them this ultimatum, and this ultimatum was, you either worship the golden image I've set up.Or be thrown into a fiery furnace.
他给了他们一个最后的通牒，说你们或者就是来敬拜这个金像，或者就被扔到火里。
And I love the response from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found in Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18.
我真的非常的喜爱在但以理书三章十七、十八节里面讲到的这三个人的回应。
they said this, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up.
这节经文说到，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
For most of us, the choice would be either life or death.
对于我们大多数人来说，这是一个生与死的抉择。
But in their response, we see that the choice is really life, where it's all good, that God will rescue them, or death, but it's still all good because God will still rescue them.
但是对他们来说，这个抉择是活下来，因为神救了他们，或者死掉，神也会救他们。
What caused Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego to be able to respond in this way?
是什么让他们能够以这样的方式来回应呢？
It was because I believe that they had a living hope that there's a God who is more powerful than their circumstance.
我相信这是因为他们有一个活泼的盼望，也就是他们信的那位神是更强有力的。
And their response proved the genuineness of their faith.
他们的回应也证实了他们信仰的真实。
And so in Daniel chapter 3, after the story as the story unfolds,And the king, he turns up the heat in this furnace 7 times hotter than normal. I don't know why you would need to do that, but the king was so furious, he said to turn up the heat 7 times hotter, and he had them thrown into the fiery furnace.
所以在这个故事后来，神就王就说，把这个火炉开到比平常还要热7倍的温度，然后把他们三个人扔进去。
And then in verse 24, it says, Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?
In Daniel chapter 3, verse 24, it says, the king said, Were there 3 persons that we put into the fire?
And, or do you want to read the Chinese?
Yeah, you can. Can you read it?
Okay. It's okay, I think we can all understand here. So in verse 24, he said, Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods.
我找到了。王说，看哪，我见有4个人并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Jesus was with them in the fire.
耶稣和他们在火里是同在的。
And Jesus promises to be with us in the middle of whatever obstacle or difficulty that we face.
耶稣也保证跟我们在一起，不管我们会经历怎样的磨难。
And I just want you to know today, this morning, that whatever you're going through, Jesus is with you.
所以我也想让你们知道，无论你现在经历什么，耶稣与你同在。
And so some of us and some of you may be struggling with difficulties or trials. You may be feeling overwhelmed by the pressures and the burdens of life.
你们当中的某些人可能现在有非常大的磨难，非常大的挣扎，觉得身上的担子真的是不堪承受。
Maybe you're going through a difficult health condition. Maybe you're struggling with depression. Maybe there's conflicts in your relationships.
也许你正在患病，或者是经历遭遇抑郁症的骚扰。
But I want you to know that there is a living hope.
不，但是我想让你们知道，你们是应该有这样一个活泼的盼望的。
And his name is Jesus, and he is always with you.
他的名字就是耶稣，他永远与你们同在。
He endured opposition and suffering.
他经历了经历了反对和折磨。
He endured the nails that tore into his flesh and the crown of thorns that crushed his head.
他经历了手上的钉伤和头上的充满刺的那冠冕。
He also overcame sin, death, and the grave.
他也战胜了死亡。
And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead also lives inside of you and me.
使耶稣能够复活的力量也同样能够帮助你。
So put your hope in him, trust in him, and surrender to him.
把你的盼望放在他的身上，让他来带领你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you that we are not alone.
使我们感谢你，我们不是孤独的。
God, we thank you that even though we sometimes feel like you're a million miles away.
主，我们感谢你，虽然上有的时候我们感觉我们离了十万八千里。
You have promised to never leave us nor to forsake us.
但是你向我们保证，你不会离开我们，你不会抛弃我们。
We thank you for your great mercy that invites us into a living hope in a relationship with you.
我们感谢你的怜悯，感谢你邀请我们跟你有这样一个活泼的盼望。
We thank you that there is a Savior who not only died for us.
我们希望不仅有这样的一位救主，他为我们死去了。
But that there is a Savior who overcame the grave and sin and death.
更是有这么一位救主，他能够战胜死亡和坟墓。
So that we too could also have the hope of eternal life in this life and in the life to come.
这样我们也可以有永生的盼望，不仅是将来，更是现在。
And so, Lord, our only appropriate response is to worship and to give praise to you.
所以我们当做的就是向崇拜、敬拜你，赞美你。
And we thank you. We pray this in your name.
感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we stand up? The nails in your hands, the nails in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The thorns on your brow, they tell me how you bore so much pain to love me. And when the heavens pass away, and all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I want to say, forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Sing the nails. The nails in your hands,
the nails in your feet,
the nails in your feet,
they tell me how much you love me.
The thorns on your brow,
thorns on your brow,
they tell me how,
they tell me how
you bore so much pain to love me. And when the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I want to say, forever my love,
forever my love,
forever my heart,
my heart,
forever my life is yours. Forever my love,
forever my love,
forever my heart,
forever my heart,
forever my life is yours.
Forever my love.
Forever my love.
Forever my heart.
Forever my heart.
Forever my heart is yours. Forever my love.
Forever my love.
Forever my heart.
Forever my heart.
Forever my life is yours. And is yours.
Amen. Please be seated.